Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventuative Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventuative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventuative today for your free quote. And we thank Ventuative for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely, Mr. Slate. Roll program initiated.
A beautiful liftoff indeed. Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 451, recorded on 11th November 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon, 12 Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/TechWebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and also the Android app. Support us also on Patreon at patreon.com/TechWebcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Aldwyn Altener, your co-host today with Jacob Jones and Brad. And we have a wonderful guest today with us, Sydney O'Sullivan. She is the brainchild behind the Celebrity Book Club series, and she's a multiple best-selling author, award-winning international speaker, and communications consultant who helps experts and businesses stand out from their competitors. She's featured also as one of the top 10 Australian motivational speakers and in the best-selling books, The World's Greatest Speakers, Motivational Speakers Australia, and Motivational Speakers.
Okay, that's where Aldwyn
is. Like we lost Aldwyn.
He's breaking up. So, Jacob, good to have you on the show, Sydney.
Okay, there was another call.
Oh, another call that came in. There's technology for you.
there's another call that came in as I was reading that, so it just affected things. So I don't know where we got to there, but there's quite a big list of things here in the bio.
Yeah, and where you ended was where it says Speakers America with highly esteemed.
Can I just finish the blurb because it is really good and there's only a little bit left. Is that all right?
That's where you left off.
Okay, great. All right, perfect. So what I was saying was we were up to that she's in the best-selling books, Motivational Speakers America, with highly esteemed celebrities such as Brian Tracy, Les Brown, Amanda Gore, Alan Pease, and Suze Orman. And she's a publisher, best-selling author. She draws on decades of experience in her role as a speaker, marketing, and publishing consultant to share insider secrets to create your magnificent million-dollar message and also to help boost your reach and bottom line through strategic social media marketing. She's a recognized influencer. Her business advice has been featured in national newspapers and magazines and in many best-selling books. And she's just launched her Celebrity Book Club series, a series of books with Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. And I have a chapter in that book. It's just been launched in LA, in Sydney, Gold Coast, and Melbourne. Welcome, Sydney.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on your fun tech show.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, that the list of your achievements is unbelievable. And you recently won another award, I believe.
On the Stephen weekend, the highest achiever in the Millionaires Academy, which was kind of cool. So
the highest achiever. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, it's been really interesting because I've been going and doing lots of people's – I went through a period – I made a lot of money in the tech boom, actually. So my husband and I had a share in a tech company, and we capitalized on the whole tech boom. Actually, did an IPO. We floated at the top of the tech, you know, period. Where like so in the year 2000. In fact, we were about a month off missing the whole thing. The market crashed about a month after we did our IPO. So we sort of sold the company to the public. You know, did a initial public offering. And went public and suddenly had this huge IT company. And then the market crashed and our company got kind of caught up in that whole tech crash. And then, but I started using some of the money that we made from that, in building that business to invest in real estate. And I was making quite a lot of money in real estate. Then I got into share trading online. I think the opportunities that the internet have brought for us are phenomenal. Like, you know, I taught myself how to trade shares online. I just don't think the kind of opportunities that are available to us now, you know, anybody's buying real estate, for instance, the difference between going out and trying to find properties now that we have all the online platforms compared to what it used to be like when you used to have to look in the newspapers and try and figure out your viewing schedule for the day. You know, it's like the internet has just brought so much opportunity and so much change to so many of our lives. And I've been kind of an early adopter. And early on when I was doing all this real estate investing, I went to a seminar with Robert Kiyosaki of The Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Loved that he was – I loved the seminar. I couldn't believe you could learn so much in, you know, in 3 days. And I set a goal for myself to go and see some of the world's greatest speakers. So I started going around seeing people like Tony Robbins and Bill Clinton and Al Gore. And, you know, every time I'd have an opportunity to go something where I get to see amazing speakers, I would go across the world and see them. And then eventually I started asking some of them if they would be in books that I was writing. You know, I started writing books and publishing books. And I just kind of fell into this through a natural fascination myself with celebrity speakers. And then just this last year I've started to realize that there's this opportunity. You know, I got an opportunity to speak with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Sydney. He was so inspiring that quite a few of the people that were at the event, we all decided that we would like to do a book honoring him because he had inspired us so much. And that's kind of launched the beginning of this whole celebrity book club. And in fact, it's going to be much bigger. I'm offering tickets to Elton John's Oscars party to my community. So we've now gone from celebrity book club to celebrity club, you know, which is like doing celebrity experiences. And in fact, Aldwyn, you came with me on our first celebrity adventure club in LA. We had a wonderful time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. That was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, where we ran an event together and participated in a big media launch that was happening there and kind of, you know, came over as international speakers and had a really fun time. So I can't wait for Elton John's Oscar party in March. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. So how did that all come about and how many people have you got going with you now?
It's only a small group because it's a pretty VIP experience. It's there was only a handful of tickets and they were They were outside of a lot of people's, you know, reach, as far as it's a pretty expensive investment. But the opportunity to actually, you know, network and we're gonna run an event there like we just did in LA. We're going to I'm talking to one of my other friends about putting an event on together and making it a business trip for us while we're over there, you know, like okay. We just did. And so what we're finding is that, you know, a lot of us have reached a level of experience, you know, we've reached a level of success in our businesses. And I'm actually launching my business to another level. I've been waiting for an online marketing funnel to be created so that I could automate my sales processes. And I got handed that yesterday. So I'm pretty excited about now setting that into place. And some of my friends who have these automated sales funnels are generating, gosh, you know, $1 million a year with them. So it's pretty exciting to be able to go to the next level. Because as you know, Aldwyn, I had cancer last year and I had to stop working and I lost my business while I was out. And one of the things that I realized from taking a break and having a bit of a clearing was I need to automate this business. This is one of the beautiful things about the internet is that we can now set up all these automation marketing and we can set up our sales, our marketing and our delivery systems to level of automation now, which is phenomenal. And the platforms have just gotten better and better, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And that's the thing. In the last 20 years or so that the internet's been going, we've actually created more millionaires now than ever before through the internet. So this sales funnel you're using, like there's things like, you know, the CRMs out there, like Infusionsoft and Entreport and Aweber and things like that, where people can do sales funnels. What program are you using with this one?
We built this one on ClickFunnels. So that's Russell Brunson's new software. And I don't know whether Jacob and Brad, do you guys have anything to add on this whole automation of your business online? Are you guys involved with that kind of thing?
No. To be honest, I think Aldwyn actually forgot about us.
I'm forgotten about you. Sorry, guys. We're going to come back and say, how's your week been?
in about 2 hours' time when the podcast is over.
How's your week been, Brad? Have you had a good week?
That's all right. Jacob, how's your week been? Let's talk about some good shit, mate, on the podcast today.
Okay, there's some good shit. We got some stuff from Kevo.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, they sent us some vinyl stuff to look at, some new vinyl stands.
Yes.
And they're actually easy to put together. The one... Brad and I, we both got the same stand, but not the same color. But the stand's basically,
wood finish sort of color. They come in three different colors, don't they?
Yeah, I got brown, Brad got natural.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Do you know vinyl records, Sydney? Vinyl records? Music, you know, the vinyl is back in.
Yeah.
It's back and... we come across a supplier that does these record stands and he sent us a couple of products to try out and review and
so this is what to display your favorite vinyls?
And what's the name of the company, Jacob?
Kevo.
Shout out to Ash, he's in the UK and
it's Caillou.
Caillou, all right.
It's almost sound like you're trying to sneeze in Japanese. Caillou.
All right. Not sure where Daryl is, but we'll find out next during the week where he is, and hopefully he'll be back next week. I hope, but no word from Daryl.
Missing
Hunt.
In action.
Yes, he is
missing in action.
We'll soon find out where he is very soon. And Jake, what else has been happening? The Foxtel put out a new streaming box this on Friday.
Yeah, I saw you sent me some good info, and it has Android, and could you fill in the rest?
Yeah, it's just it's more like a streaming box where you can watch Foxtel live and stuff, and TV shows, and there's apps on there and stuff, and that sort of thing, a bit like an Apple TV, it's good. It's good. $99. I'll be getting one from Foxtel to review as well. I cannot wait to use that. What else, Jacob?
Oh, that and you sent me a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mention that. Yeah, go ahead. Mention that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm actually using quite a bit of the stuff right now. It's all set up. I made myself a Switch panel. He sent me, like, two webcams, and I set them up in my bedroom so I can have have three views in my bedroom.
Well, it looks like you're on Big Brother.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. What else? How's your week been, Jacob? Any exciting happen?
That's about it.
This episode is going backwards. This episode is going backwards. It should be going forward, not backwards.
Oh, it's all good. We'll just go with the flow. That's the beauty of it.
All good. It's all in good fun. So, Sydney, how's your week been?
Awesome. I did 6 back-to-back events and had a big catch-up week. And we had Melbourne Cup this week.
Oh, yeah. So did you win?
Short week.
What did you back? Did you back any horses?
No, I don't bet. I don't gamble. Oh, but but I could have had a win. I was on a dating site and the guy told me which horse was going to win. But
oh, really?
Little did I know it was going to be right.
And me being here in the States, I actually got to watch it via Twitter.
That's good. That's good.
So
Sydney, are you an Apple person? What sort of phone do you have?
Sorry, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very much an Apple person now. I used to be PC because I was a share trader, so I a lot of the softwares work better on PCs than Macs, and I had my PC stolen. I bought a Mac, but I didn't know how to use it. And then somebody stole my PC off a plane, and I thought, while I was waiting for the insurance money, it was a really expensive one. So while I was waiting for the insurance money to come through, I thought I'll learn this Mac. And then, of course, once you go Mac, you never go back. So
exactly.
The hang of it. I loved it. You know. So now I've got two Macs and an iPhone, and
awesome.
I've actually never gone to the iPad yet, but I probably
yes,
should.
The iPad. Get the iPad Pro 10.5. I love it. Get it. Just buy it. Just go and buy it.
Well, I had a Kindle and I lost that.
I'll get rid of that.
Now
that's
time
a piece
to replace
of shit.
It with
get
something.
It. Get rid of it. Just get Apple. It's all good. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get Apple.
Yeah.
Get Apple.
And about
next time I go to the States, they got a much better choice over there, I think, than we have here in Australia. So.
Yeah, and another thing about the show. There was a person that was watching the show, and he actually won $1 million off of a bet. And he had his video on the stream. He was like, let's just say this guy was extremely happy.
Wow. Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, Jacob. Yeah, I think I've seen that. Is that a TAB?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. How do we replicate that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think you can. Unless you have a lot of money on it for a bet, then you can win $1 million. But Sydney, so you have an iPhone. What iPhone do you have?
Actually, I just bought a new one, and I bought I'm a bit of a slow adapter on the new technologies, so I didn't like to change too much, and I think it was a 7 something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's good.
You move Aldrin across to iPhone? What can you talk Aldrin into getting an iPhone?
What are you on, Aldrin? Are you on Samsung?
I've got a Samsung, and
yeah,
I love my Samsung.
I was very tempted by the Samsungs because they have fabulous cameras. And Aldrin and I do a lot of filming and photo taking. Is that why you like the Samsung?
Well, I've had it for a few years now. I'm pretty attached to it. It's got everything on it. It's got all my numbers and everything. I know you can transfer contacts, but it's just a pain. And it's been great for me. Photos, all the apps. It's been very easy to use. I do have a MacBook Air, which I use as a laptop. However, I do really love my Samsung phone. So until it dies on me, I'm not going to be going to anything else. And I have had some iPhones in the past, and I've had some bad experiences with iPhones where they've just suddenly just collapsed on me, and I've lost a lot of content in the past on my iPhones. So I'm not an iPhone fan.
Okay. I think there are so many people who are passionate about their Galaxies, and you know that I think it's a very legitimate option. I just wasn't, you know, when you're transitioning because your phone's died. the last thing I feel like I need is to learn a new technology. You know, I just want to get something that integrates with what I've already got really quickly and get back into business.
So before we get into the guest, Jacob, let's do a shout out to Dean.
Yes.
I can't believe what that guy sent me this morning, man. It's un-bloody believable.
Yeah, that Dean. Oh, man, Mr. Granny's handbag. Handbag. Excuse me for slaughtering it, but
you're right.
He did a bang-up job. Sent Brad, I'm going to use a term, a shit ton of stuff. He liked saying that.
He did send me a shitload of shit stuff. Sorry. and he's that dude's unbelievable. He's awesome. So check out Dean's YouTube channel, Grandma's Handbag. It does covers vinyl related stuff and CDs and that sort of stuff, and very awesome. He actually sent me a Radiohead album, OK Computer, which is on vinyl, and which is about $40, and could not believe it. Jacob, what do you want to say?
Nothing, but I've got two other ads that we have.
Oh, go ahead, mate.
And the wings.
Go ahead.
Before we forget them.
Yep.
We got one from Saber TV.
Yep.
And one from Cheaper Tech.
Okay, Cheaper Tech. Awesome. Alderman, how's your week been, real quick?
Thanks to our sponsors. I'm great. I've come from Hawaii over to San Diego, and I'm seeing my cousin here and his wife, and having some family time and some rest and relaxation in the middle of the trip. And then I'm off to LA in a few days to attend a very big conference with about 2,500 people from 70 countries. So that'll be an interesting event with JT Fox and friends. So that's coming up soon. So I've had a great week. Thank you. And it's good to be here on the podcast. It's right now, it's coming on to 6 p.m. on Friday here in San Diego. So I will be going out shortly tonight and having a good night on the town very soon. So, and what about you? How's your week been, Brad?
Good. It's been good. Thanks, Alderman, for that. And it's been good. Nothing to say about that. Let's go to Sydney. Tell us about what you do. Sydney, good to have you on the podcast. Alderman, line this up for you to be on the podcast. So I appreciate that, Alderman. Thank you.
Yeah, Alderman, we've been doing a lot of fun things together lately. She's my media publicist. I'm excited about the year ahead for us, you know, working together on getting some really cool media stuff happening. She's a bit of a whiz in that department.
Okay. If you want any advertising on this podcast for what you do, Sydney, let us know. We run a very cheap advertising if you're interested in that.
I'll send you some free shit.
For you only.
And Sydney is absolutely awesome. I interviewed Sydney for one of my online TV shows on Business Expose TV about how to do a best-selling book. And so you can see that on my channel. And in there, Sydney went into quite a bit of detail about the obstacles she's overcome. As she mentioned, she's overcome cancer. She's overcome – there's been business partners that have done the wrong thing by her, et cetera. Like, she's really overcome a lot of hardship. And she's come through with blazing colors, and she's such a hard worker, and you know, she's got a heart of gold. So, you know, Sydney, it's a real honor and privilege to have you on the podcast. You are an amazing lady, and you deserve this award that you won last weekend. It was highest achiever, was it?
We love Pat Mercedes. It's actually highest earnings in the program, but I decided that meant highest achiever, because to me, to actually, you know, make a lot of money but also have a really great relationship with your clients a year later is quite – that I'm more proud of that. I'm actually more proud of the relationships that I'm building than the money, because money comes and goes, as we know. And but it's about building and I've wanted for a long time to build a strong, supportive community of people that are really helping each other make – well, my mission is to create a whole army of positive change makers. And using the internet, we have this incredible capacity now, and media, of course. That's what I get really excited about. What you bring to it is, you know, when we start partnering up online marketing physical books, which I'm a book publisher, so, you know, we actually have the tangible product of getting our message into a book. And then we start putting it on steroids with, you know, with internet marketing and social media marketing and then media. You can actually build a personal brand very, very quickly and be in front of thousands and thousands of people, millions, if you get it right.
Yes, it's absolutely awesome. It is about getting your message to the masses and sharing your message, because life is also very short. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, actually getting some media exposure and getting and having a book, is that you've got something tangible where you can share your message with lots of people. And that of course is the beauty of the internet and beauty of technology. And a lot of books, of course, now there's ebooks and there's, you know, Amazon bestsellers, etc. And then you've got your hard copy books. So how are you finding the the difference, I guess, with ebooks or the proliferation of ebooks over time as opposed to hard copy books, Cindy?
Well, I think, you know, hard copy books are coming back, and there's definitely a place for them, especially if you're a trainer or a speaker or if you have an audience that would be that would enjoy. Like, so when we went, you and I went to the event in LA, I actually took about 50 of our books over with me, and actually, thanks to one of our co-authors, world champion martial arts, 15 times world champion John Gill, he actually carried 20 of the books in his suitcase as well. So kudos to him. We handed the books out at the event, and people just loved it. They loved getting that physical book. I think they connected with us on a deeper level because we gave them that book. Don't you think? That was I don't normally do that because of the physical burden of having to carry all those books. But I think if you're a person who's actually putting on events or doing anything where you're talking to the masses, offering them a copy of your book is so, it's really powerful, you know, to give them a physical copy. So I'm not so great at selling thousands of copies, unless it's like, you know, when you'd say you've got a relationship with a corporate and you sell that as part of your consulting package where they'll take a whole bunch of books for their audience. For me, what I've noticed, the trend is the way we use books in our businesses, we'll get the book written and then we'll do a big push on Kindle and through Facebook and social media, Twitter, to get as many people to take their to take a copy of your book as you can, because what you really want to do is you want to get them into your community. You know, ideally you get them to opt into your website so that you can start talking to them on a regular basis, you know, or giving them lots and lots of value through videos and Facebook Lives and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So we're using books more as lead generating tools or marketing tools, but there's a million ways you can use them. And I actually just made myself a little note yesterday that I would like to get more up to date with what distributors are doing to sell, you know, bulk books. But I think where you, if you want to sell thousands and thousands of books, which I have done in the past with some of my own books, media is powerful for that. If you can get picked up by a media, that's when you'll really move a lot of books, or, you know, some good media.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what happened with Robert Kiyosaki. He went on Oprah, and suddenly Rich Dad Poor Dad, he sold a million copies overnight. So
yeah, Oprah would do it. Oprah can make you a millionaire overnight. Oprah can make you a success, you know, and she's got that reach and she has that influence.
Yes.
And then another friend of mine did it with, I can't think of his name. There's another guy with a talk show, but nowadays it'd be like Ellen or, I think Oprah still have her book club. I think she still has a book club, doesn't she? With her magazine and stuff.
The own magazine or own network.
But if you can, and one of the things that I've been learning since I've started doing things with these celebrities is actually so much of this stuff is so much more accessible than you think. Like when I first started writing books, I had a literary agent who turned out to be Eckhart. A friend introduced me to this literary agent. He was Eckhart Tolle's literary agent. And he was like, let's get you on Oprah. Let's get your book written and get you on Oprah. And I think it was just so quick and so easy that I didn't realize what an incredible opportunity it was. And I kind of got in my own way and I couldn't get my first book out, and then she took a show off the air. But that's gone back on my vision board, is definitely something I'd like to do. And I'm really learning, like this last year with having to relaunch my new business and all the success that I've had this year, I'm realizing it's about setting really big goals. Like, you know, I think a lot of us just set small goals, but why not set big ones?
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of people fear success. As much as they fear failure, they fear success even more because they've they're scared they're going to be all alone, or they're going to be knocked, or they're going to stand out too much, or whatever it is. So I think a lot of people do get in their own way, actually, Sydney. I think that's a very common thing out there.
You guys feel, Jacob and Brad, what do you feel about that with technology? Do you find that helps a lot of people back too, is fear of trying new things?
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, Jacob's always been on a Windows. This is an example, but, you know, I was on a Windows for a while. Then I moved to a Mac, which I love the Mac now, you know. I think it's good to try new things and, you know, it's, you know, moving from a different platform, and I think it's good, you know, it's good to try new things. And, yeah, what do you think, Jacob?
I've always been a Windows person.
Yeah, I know that.
Never changed that.
Well, I know that, but you would you ever try the Mac computer?
Yes, I've tried 6 types of Mac computers.
Which ones are they?
The G5, the G4, the Performa.
Yeah.
And the Apple One and the Apple Two.
Okay. So, Sydney, where can they buy your book if they want to purchase it from? Where can they buy it from?
So you can go to Amazon and you can just type my name in and all my books will come up. So CYDNEY.
Okay.
Easy to remember. I'm Sydney in Sydney, and there's not that many Sydneys. There are a couple of famous Sydney authors, but, you know, CYDNEYs. But Sydney O'Sullivan is my name. And if you just type me into Amazon, Amazon.com for books, under books, you'll find all my books are all linked up on there.
And, how many books have you put out so far?
So I'm in a lot of books. I actually co-author a lot of books with my with people, like with my communities. My very first book that I got out was about creating wealth, and I kind of went out to some of the people I admired and asked them. People who started great little businesses and asked them to contribute some chapters, and then the next book I wrote, I decided that I wanted to learn how to make $1 million fast on the internet. So I went out to some really successful internet marketers and interviewed them and wrote that book. And that's called Social Marketing Superstars. And that one was, that one sold thousands of copies. That was a bestseller and still sells quite well today. And then I started writing other books with communities. So I put out some books, directories of motivational speakers, have been contributing author to quite a few other books. So, and then mainly I help a lot of my clients get published now. So have published hundreds, but myself, I think I kind of try to keep track, and I've been a co-author in at least 16 best-selling books now.
Awesome. And what about you, Aldwin? I know you put out, didn't you? Haven't you put a chapter out in a new book or something?
I've got a chapter in the latest book with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which Sydney gave us the opportunity, as myself and about 30 other thought leaders from around Australia are in that book. So that's been a great
chapter, Aldwin. You basically taught people everything they need to know to get themselves launched with the media and start getting free PR.
Thank you. Yeah, I outlined my whole process of how to get free publicity in the book, and there's so much good content. And I actually brought over a whole lot of books, which I've given every single book out now, Sydney. Would you believe I brought over? And people absolutely love it. They're just loving it. The feedback is brilliant.
I was sitting on the plane back from Gold Coast on the weekend and reading the book and thinking, God, this is a good book. You know, there's some really great content in there. So
yeah, brilliant.
I'm very proud of the job we did.
Yeah, you did a great job. And I think the fact that people are putting a chapter in there, they put their best content in that chapter. Mm-hmm. So with a whole book, if someone writes a whole book, sometimes they might get a bit slack with some of the content, or they make it a bit flowery or whatever. Whereas this way you're getting the nuts and bolts, you're getting the best content from everybody. So it is very powerful. So this is about my 6th compilation book actually now, Brad. I was in another book called What My Favorite Teacher Taught Me with Robin Henderson. And I've also been in another inspiring women's book with Janet Becker's, The Power of 100, and also with Pat McTeague.
I'm in Janet.
Awesome. And then also I was in a book with Pat Macedi and friends as well called Visions of Success. I was in that recently, and I've been in a whole lot of other books over time.
Okay.
So I think books are fantastic. I think they're really, really fantastic medium. I think people do like to have something in their hands. You know, they like that touchy-feely thing, whereas, you know, I know personally I've got a whole lot of e-books on my computer, And I very, very rarely open any of them. Whereas a book, if it's there right next, you know, you're much more inclined to open it and to actually read through it. There's something to be said about it. It's kind of like vinyl records as opposed to a digital.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, something. It's just nice to actually be able to touch and feel and hold it and smell it. And, you know, it engages all the senses, I guess. You know,
Have you ever smelled a vinyl record before? Have you actually smelt inside?
So covers, I have. Have a smell. The covers have a smell. Does the record have a smell?
No, it doesn't. But the cover does, though.
Yeah, especially older ones. Yeah,
they do. Jacob, what about you? What's your view in all this, mate? And then we'll wrap the podcast up.
I'm sniffing an album cover right now.
Are you getting high, mate? Are you getting high? All right. So, Sydney, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
Well, I have a website, millionairesacademy.com, where they can go and grab they can opt in to get some of my best interviews with the millionaire marketers if they're interested in that.
Okay.
So it's just a free training on there, and then they'll go onto my mailing list and get updates when we're doing cool things like Elton John's Oscar party or, you know, going and meeting Richard Branson is on our agenda. That's one of the things we're putting together right now. And just, you know, if we're we're always looking for people to join the community so that they can help us sell our clients' books or, you know, buy our clients' books. And we have amazing books coming out all the time. So,
sounds good.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Thank you for including me.
Good to have you on, Sydney. Tech Webcast. Hmm? Yes, that's it. Tech Webcast. Yes. Techwebcast.info. And patreon.com/techwebcast if you want to become a Patreon, like for a dollar a month or whatever. And because we have bills to pay here. You can get me on Twitter at Tech Webcast.
Don't we all? Yeah.
We do have bills. Tech Webcast and Brad Oz for me. Jacob, what about you?
You can follow me at JazzBot32669.
Onesie! You don't see the onesie anymore, man. Why don't you say
that? I have a Facebook page and, that's probably the best place. Yes. I tend to, when you're talking about different social media, how about you, Alden? Which is the one you're using the most? I'm using Facebook the most, but
can you add me? Can you add me on Facebook, Sydney?
Pardon?
Can you add me on Facebook?
I'll have to probably delete somebody. I'll have to go through and see who I can kick out. So okay. I'm at just about 5,000 now. That's the challenge with Facebook. It's like, you know, I've hit that 5,000 a while ago. So every time I want to add new people, I got to like go through and
find something. True. Oh, well.
Delete someone who's not active. That's what I do, Sydney.
Yeah. But the problem is that they're like at the bottom of the list. You know, you've got to go through all your friends to get it's the irritating thing about Facebook is you've got to go through, you know, a very slow process to get through all the active people to get to the inactive. I wish they would solve that. I would wish they would actually make it so that you could find the inactive people a bit more easily.
Okay.
Yes. That's actually a very good idea.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Aldwyn real quick. Where can get hold of you, Aldwyn? Because
on Facebook, just go Aldwyn Altonay. I've actually got three profiles for that exact reason, Sydney, because each of them filled up to 5,000. And people can follow you after 1,000, but you need after 5,000, but you need to actually be friends too. So we're going to tag you. Obviously, we promote this show. We're going to tag you. So we need to be friends in that. For that reason. Facebook, Aldwyn Altonay, Media Queen, go to Twitter at Aldwyn, Google+, LinkedIn, Instagram, just search Aldwyn Altonay. Also my YouTube channel or my website, aaxpose.com.
Awesome. That is so good. Aldwyn, good on you. Jacob, all on you, mate. Say what you want to say. I don't care. Just say what you want. What's on your mind?
Thanks.
Sydney, what do you want to say before you go? You can say what you want. Go ahead, Aldwyn. Aldwyn,
have an awesome time in San Diego. Have a fantastic time at your big event. I know you're going to be the networking queen. And I love seeing you when you're back in Australia. Thanks, guys. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. And my message for everybody out there is, I'm sure you have a story. Make sure you get it told. Don't take your story with you to the grave.
That's true. That's a good point. Good point. Jacob, go ahead, mate. What do you want to say? Do a shout-out to Dean, will you?
I already did.
Do another one. Shout out to Dean.
Oh, and good out there to Dean Granny's handbag. And I also have to say, we'll be back.
Yeah, next week, hopefully. So, hey, Aldrin, could you do a grandma's voice for Dean?
Hey, Dean, how you going, love?
Hey, man, get out of my, get over, get out of her handbag.
Jacob just stole $20 off you.
What?
Jacob was in your handbag. He stole $20 off you.
No, I was trying to see what records you had.
Go ahead, Aldwin.
Go ahead. Now you look after yourself there, young boy.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
8.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
0. Ignition.
Tech Webcast.
Lift off. A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.